Hello and welcome again to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today I'm talking with Sue Balcom with the Farms out of Medina. She is the new executive director. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you. Thank you, Warren.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, for those who don't know, do you want to tell us a little bit about what Farms is and what they do?
Well, actually, I would tell you what FARMS stood for as an acronym, but it would drive you crazy. So we're just going to say that we grow farmers.
Okay.
We're basically an education nonprofit. We are very small, based in Medina, and we actually do trainings like Farm Beginnings. We do a small line of grants and microcredit for young, diversified, and new farmers. When I say young, I mean young as in young people coming back to the state, but we would also work with some of the older vintage farmers that would like to maybe change their direction in what they do. So we basically do education. It's really exciting for us now with local foods, and so we're starting this webinar series to inform consumers so that we've got the consumer side up to speed on what our young producers are doing.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, and that's exactly what we have you on the show for today, pretty much, is these webinars that are coming up. And you have a bunch of them every week scheduled up through December 18th, which is quite a while, actually.
We're kind of running in correspondence with what a term would be at a college, you know, like a semester of learning.
Okay, that makes sense then. Let's see here. So now these farm webinars, you said they are more outreach to the consumers, and are they also aimed towards farmers as well?
Yes, what we did was we took 16 weeks and we sat down and said, what do we want to start with? And we've split it up into four-week segments that we're working with, you know, kind of what local foods is first off the bat. And then we go into what local foods could mean for your community, because, you know, it's not just all about you and me eating well. It's mm-hmm. about what we can do for economic development for small rural communities through promotion of local foods and buying local food from farmers. And then, you know, one of the biggest things in North Dakota we get is this, well, we can't eat local all winter long because our growing season's only 2.5 months long. And
right.
That's just a fallacy in my book. I've been eating local foods my entire life. I grew up in Daco, and there was a vibrant Main Street, and we always knew where our food came from. So we're going to work on how people can, process, can, dry, whatever you have to do so that you can know where your food comes from all winter long.
Right.
And in keeping with our mission statement, we want to grow farmers. And so we did put in 4 weeks worth of farming information for people who'd like to start farming or maybe even just consider enlarging their garden so they could share with their neighbor or maybe the Hunger Free North Dakota Project.
Right, absolutely. And so then your reach is then for farmers, but you also want to make the consumers aware that, you know, not, you know, it does, farmers don't just have these large crops. They can also do that in their garden.
Right. And when we talk about small diversified farm operations, we're talking about an acre or two of vegetables, maybe some chickens and some eggs. Excuse me. A lot of the farmers we know will branch off and do the soap making or baking bread or making soup for people. And, you know, without the consumer side of it, there would be no farming. You know, somebody has to eat what the farmers grow. And so we've got to kind of work both sides of the equation at the same time.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So now upcoming this week, on September 11th, you have Annie Carlson, and she'll be talking about how can I afford locally grown food?
Yes, that's kind of exciting because that was another thing, you know, the organic label makes people run the other direction as fast as they can because they think it's very expensive. But we're not talking about organic when we're talking about locally grown food all the time. Yes, there are a lot of farmers that do organic practicing, you know, and organic in my mind is just in tune with nature.
Right.
So anytime you're working with nature instead of against her, you're an organic person. So we want to tell people where to get the best deals on locally grown food and how to take advantage of, like, excess harvest, where you could probably get a whole, right now you could probably get a whole bushel of cucumbers for really cheap, since that seems to be what's growing really well this year.
Right.
So.
So that is the upcoming webinar topic, excuse me, for this week. And these webinars are every Wednesday. throughout these next few months. And now, where can they, Sue, where can they sign up for these webinars?
If you go to the FARMS website, and I must emphasize that FARMS is spelled F-A-R-R-M-S, because it is an acronym.
Right.
FARMS.org has registration information. It'll give you the complete list of classes. They are recorded. They're Wednesdays from 12 to 1.
Okay.
We like to stay on task because they are recorded, and if you sign up for one class or you sign up for all 16, you can go back and access them anytime you want. You can go back and refresh your memory a year from now. So it's a pretty good deal at $10 a session or $100 for all 16.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that they get to keep it, it's almost like having previous assignments, if you will, for college. So I can see that you guys are going for a kind of the college approach with this.
Absolutely. Any kind of materials are available for download through the GoToTraining site. It's really kind of cool, and it's something that needs to be done because, as you know, in North Dakota, we can have all kinds of classes in our beautiful classroom in Medina, North Dakota. But this way, people can attend from the northeast part of the state, the southwest part of the state. They don't have to drive 200 or 300 miles for a little class. They can do it online at noon or at their leisure and still get all the information. The only thing is when you watch the recording, you don't have the opportunity to interact with the instructors because we do allow question and answer time at the end of every session.
So, right, right. And that's that's great then. So speaking of questions and answering, who can they contact, Sue, in order to get more information about this or about FARMS, the organization?
You could call us at our Medina office, and that's 486-3569. Or you can call me personally at 527-5169.
Perfect. And is there an email address that they can reach you at in order to contact you as well?
Yes, it's sbelcom@farms.org.
Perfect. Okay. Is there anything else, Sue, that you want to talk about with the FARMS or with these webinars that are coming up?
What would you like to know, Warren? I could talk all day about what we do because we do so many wonderful things.
Right, absolutely. It sounds like you guys have a very great goal that you're working towards. And how about this? This is a question I have for you. Is there a limit to how many people can sign up for the webinars?
Yes, there's only 25 because that's all the platform will hold.
Okay.
And the software, I guess, is limited to 25 with our account there. So, yeah, so if you want to get in on it, you've got to get in on it right away.
Right.
So that we can accommodate everybody.
Absolutely. Okay, well, Sue, thank you so much for your time and coming on to our show today.
Thank you, and I hope I can come back real soon.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Warren.
Yep, thank you.